Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Amy Snively of @AmySnively. Brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Amy is a Southern California-based voice talent, and she likes to say she's standing by to be the voice of your next project, at your place, or from her ISDN-equipped broadcast-quality studio. I've personally known Amy for a while, and she truly is flexible, versatile, prompt, and drama-free. Now, Amy recently organized and conducted what I heard was a great unconference in Portland, Oregon for voiceover folks called FAFCON, and she's here, via ISDN, of course, to talk a little bit about the experience. So, Amy, how did FAFCON go overall?
Well, you know what, Tim? I'd have to say it was magical. Absolutely magical.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we had a great time. It exceeded my expectations, and my expectations were pretty high.
And, you know, you did this all on such short notice.
Yeah, the need was identified, and the group was so fired up about the notion when I presented them the idea of us doing an unconference. The response was so, you know, energetic that I thought that it would be smart for us to just strike while the iron is hot and just make it happen quickly. I was a little naive. I didn't realize how many hours would go into planning it. But, you know, I have no regrets.
Planning is always a challenge, and I've found that it's always a learning experience, too.
But, you know, I really enjoyed it. Surprisingly enough, I really enjoyed every step of it. I learned so much. I think somebody should grant me, you know, 12 units of university credit. It was really an education, but absolutely worth it.
That's what sponsorship is all about, I guess, right?
Yeah, the sponsors were fantastic. You know, and because this event, and I presented this to the sponsor, said, you know, this might not be for you. To each individual sponsor, we said, you know, these are a group of people who don't want to be sold at. So we're looking for sponsors who want to give back to the voiceover community, who want to show their support to professional development for working voiceover pros. And this is not going to be an event. There's no expo. There's no goodie bag. There's no hard sell sort of thing. This is very low key. We just want people who want to show their support. And the sponsor said, absolutely, we're on top of it. You guys are our bread and butter. We want to give back. And they believed in our charitable cause. And the sponsors were just amazing.
Were there any memorable moments that stood out?
Well, you know, just like I was hinting at a second ago, there were a million memorable moments. But for me, a real highlight was at the very end of the conference when I had the opportunity to make out the big check to our charitable organization. FAFCON is going to be choosing, this is the first of many FAFCON events that will be taking place. We're going to be choosing a different charitable organization in each city, and we're strongly biased toward communication-related charities. When I got to make out the check for $1,873 for our contribution to Oregon Kid Talk, which specializes in helping preschoolers with profound communication disorders, and then one person leapt up from the group and said, I hate a number that's not round, and wrote a check to make it an even $2,000. And we got to present that big check to two crying representatives of that charity who were so overwhelmed with gratitude. There was not a dry eye in the house. We were all so proud to make that contribution.
That sounds great. So what's next?
Well, what's next is we're already looking for a venue that can accommodate the special needs of our group for March 2011. And then we're looking at Chicago for fall 2011.
Well, it sounds like you really had a hit. That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
I'm hoping I can join you at a future FAFCON.
Oh, thanks, Tim. You know, you were actively missed. You're like such an asset to any event you attend. We would love to have you at the next FAFCON.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you very much. Amy, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tim. I hope to see you soon.
And thank you for joining us on this Audio Follow Friday. We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.